Unit 19. Lost Arts.
Reading Passage.
In the past, nearly everything was made by hand. Craftspeople made cups, chairs, and other items that were both useful and beautiful. However, over time, machines and factories became the main producers of goods. That has led to the disappearance of some handicrafts. Fortunately, many others have been kept alive through public interest in arts and crafts. One lost art is the illuminated manuscript. Like all books in Europe up until 1450, they were made by hand. In an illuminated manuscript, the words were first copied onto a page. Then beautiful borders and illustrations were added. The first letter of a chapter was often made especially large and colorful. Paints made from natural materials provided the color. Using thin strips of gold, called gold leaf, could really bring a design to life. However, making these treasures was expensive and time-consuming. So after the printing press was invented, fewer and fewer were made. A more recent art form replaced by new technology is the hand-painted theater poster. In the mid to late 20th century, some movie theaters had a special touch. Outside theaters, one could see large paintings advertising the newest films. To make one, an artist started with a small movie poster. From that, a much larger version was painted. It emphasized the main actors and actresses whose names were painted in large letters. After just a few decades, this art form was replaced by large posters made with modern printing methods. The good news is people in many countries are interested in handicrafts. They learn skills by reading books and magazines or by attending classes. This has helped preserve many arts such as pottery and jewelry making. At shows, craftspeople sell their goods and chat with shoppers, just as they did 1,000 years ago. Governments are also helping. For example, the Crafts Council of India helps craftspeople find new selling opportunities. Many of them meet up once a year at the Kamala Show to share ideas and sell their goods. Modern technology has influenced our lives in many positive ways. Yet, people still appreciate the personal touch of a handmade good. Making and buying traditional crafts are also ways to celebrate one's culture. Unfortunately, not all lost arts can be brought back. But even when they die out, museums give us a chance to appreciate the care and effort that went into them.